Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. Nan moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.